the godliness is asking humanity to unite. He will make use of this period in order to effect a great deal of balancing, dearly needed at many levels of his creation. He has been absent, perceptually so, for too long from his creation, allowing the perception of having been dormant or even dead to exist for too long. How could the one be dead if the one is all? In this most holy process of reuniting his parts, the godliness will spare no efforts in achieving the results he expects from them. Eons of miscreation have occurred, allowed only by himself, in order to test the creative abilities of his parts. Time has come to bring the flock back home to the One, and in this great corrective phase that he is undertaking as One, he will need to directly intervene so that man knows that man has not created man, and that God did. For the first time in eons, he shall show his face to humanity, and men will not be allowed to doubt anymore the presence of the Most Holy One amongst all of himself. The One needs to reconcile his spark of divinity, which all of mankind carries, with his own perception of self. It is in this act of reconciliation that he will be the most careful to achieve a degree of action which hopefully will soon result in great joy and awareness at all the levels of his creations. Nothing can exist without God making it happen. Absolutely nothing. No being can continue even for a moment if the godliness does not think about it and create it moment after moment. Nevertheless, his creatures are allowed a certain degree of free will. That degree may soon need to be interfered with because the choices they have made and are making have brought much of creation on the brink of eternal chaos and final destruction. This is a gigantic leap in the way by which God interferes and interacts with his own creation. Nothing will stop his decision. It has been made. All the creative steps are ready. They will soon unfold. Many will wonder and be rattled to their core. Many will understand and bring the Holy One into the holiness of their own being. This is the beginning of a new beginning. It is God's intent to hold you each by your hand and embrace you. For his love for you is ever consuming. You are, after all, himself operating in creation. He wants you all to make it through these turbulent times. He often wished that his corrective phase would have happened before. Nevertheless, it is now what it needs to be. Yield to the holiness, and you shall all be rewarded. Respect all of his creation, without exception. For he created all. Do not discriminate. Do not misjudge. Unite, and you shall be free, as he will take you under his wings and protect you from any possible undesirable event. You are all the children of these, so act as such. The godliness will not accept any more the killing of men in his name. All the ones that engage in such shall need to disappear from his thought processes, for in that awareness that he has of them, he greatly suffers. If you pursue oneness, the one shall be with you. If you reject it, you won't be able to find him. This is the way by which he operates and will continue to operate forever so. Heed his words, for soon the time for action shall come. There have been innumerable sources of misconceptions about the true nature of God, who is but all, and as such, he will never accept to be represented by a restricted awareness of his eternal and infinite self. If any individual or grouping insist on qualifying the truth about who the All is in a restricted manner, the One will have no choice but to oppose this entity. Worshipping the One, using various images or representations, is to negate his reality, and that cannot be, for the One is all that is and can be. Great imbalance has been caused to the magnificence of this creation by the action of man, and as such, the One will need to intervene to interfere with the lack of awareness that many of his co-creative parts are showing in the very extremely restricted awareness of man. It has become somehow fashionable to consider that much of the imbalance which nature exhibits is but a natural process. The godliness wants to state that all of it is being caused by the act of man. For the One would never allow his creative part, as the natural world, to function with such great imbalance. Were it not for the interference of man upon God, the one and only wants to state that he will search deep within the heart of each individual for a spark of recognition of the reality that the Creator, as the One, cares deeply about his creation. For if any individual thinks that the One does not, he will have to face the One himself, and the fury of oneness which is showing itself in creation never to be neglected again. This will be all.